Begin the current daf Maseches Pesachim daf Kuf. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we began the Perek Avri Pesachim, that the Mishnah began with the concept that Avri Pesachim Samach LeMincha near the time of Mincha, which we said on a perfect day. Let's say if it started from 6 a.m. the day ends at 6 p.m. After 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Lo Yochel Adam, a person is not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. And that the Gemara asked. But every Erev Shabbos and every Yom Tov, one is not allowed to eat at Mincha time up until evening, so that a person is hungry when it comes time to eat the Yom Tov and the Shabbos meal. Why are we designating specifically a halacha regarding Erev Pesach? So Nat Gemara had two approaches. Had the approach of Rav Huna, to say that, yes, that's according to Rav Yehuda, who he's the one that holds, as is brought in the Braisa, that that same halacha applies Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But Rav Yosi, who generally argues and says that you don't have to, here by Erev Pesach, he would agree because of the mitzvah of matzah that you would not be able to eat. And then the second approach the Gemara brought was from Rav Papa, that he wanted to see even according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, there is a difference because every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov is only from Samach, that's from Mincha Ketana itself, which is 3:30 p.m., and that's 9.5 hours into the day. Whereas an Erev Pesach, as our Mishnah tells us, it's Samach LeMincha, even a half hour before that is when it begins. And then the Gemara fell off of that teretz, as it brought a Braisa specifically saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it's Samach LeMincha, and not just an Erev Pesach. So the Gemara said that we have to say, it's like the first teretz in the Gemara, like Rav Huna, that it's going like Rabbi Yosi. And that is again, that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi, who says, yes, although every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, one could eat the whole Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, but Erev Pesach is different, that Samach LeMincha already, you have to stop eating. And that is where our Gemara continues and asks, Rav Huna minichum. So fine, we fell off Rav Papa's teretz, because there is no difference according to Yehuda on Erev Pesach and every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, so he can't be the town of HaMishnah. So it's Rabbi Yosi. However, the Gemara asks, "Va'amar Rabbi Yirim, Yomar Rabbi Yechanon, V'yitem," and some say, "Amar Rabbi, Va'amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanino," the following halacha. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Erev Pesach, halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, which is again that one is not allowed to eat from the time of Samach LeMincha. V'alocha k'Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos. And halacha is, however, like Rabbi Yosi on the regular Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Pesach, the one is allowed to eat on the afternoon towards the evening time. That the Gemara asks, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, when it says that we're differentiating halacha between Erev Pesach and every Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, mechlal, the polig Rabbi Yosi b'Tavayu. Sounds like the Rabbi Yosi argues by both, and that it's even by Erev Pesach. And that's why we're saying halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? That means Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you can't eat from Samach LeMincha on Erev Pesach. Which means when you say halacha is like one, means to say that the other one, Rabbi Yosi, argues. And we know he argues by Erev Shabbos, but they were saying halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that you could eat the whole afternoon. Whereas when we say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, by Erev Pesach, must be the Rabbi Yosi argues. So how could we say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosi? And that's why we have to say it specifically by Erev Pesach, because he holds it doesn't apply to every Erev Shabbos, but it's not true. We see clearly that it's only Rabbi Yehuda who we paskin like on Erev Pesach, but Rabbi Yosi argues in him. And that's why we say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Nothing more says loy. Halacha mechlal de pligi. Yes, this that it says the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, which obviously infers that Rabbi Yosi argues, is not going on the halacha of not being able to eat on Erev Pesach, rather by havsaka. It's going on the halacha of interrupting. And that is this that Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, on Erev Pesach, that sounds like Rabbi Yosi argues on Erev Pesach, that's for a different halacha of interruption of havsaka. What that means is that if you began to eat even on Erev Pesach, then you do not interrupt, you don't stop. But to start, the Rabbi Yosi would agree that it's forbidden. And our Mishnah that talks about the Isra of beginning, that is like Rabbi Yosi who holds that it is necessary. And that's the Chiddush. Rabbi Yosi agrees by Erev Pesach that you do not begin. This Machlekes that was saying Halacha Fazak Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach is regarding interrupting. Let's say you began before the time that it's forbidden, depending on Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda's opinions. But however, the Halacha is that you don't have to interrupt and you could continue going till the evening. However, regarding beginning, Rabbi Yosi agrees that it's forbidden, and our Mishnah is talking about that type of a case of beginning, and that was the Chiddush that the Mishnah had to tell you that, yes, like Rav Huna said, the Rabbi Yosi, although he argues regarding every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, however, on Erev Pesach, the halach is that you do not begin. The time, like, learn the Braisa that this they argue not only regarding beginnings, and that's why we thought that, wait, if we're saying the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, must mean the Rabbi Yosi argues, so how can we say the Tana of the Mishnah is like him that says that you cannot begin? Rather, we find the Braisa says they argue also regarding the halacha of hafsaka, of having to stop. The Braisa tells us, mafsikin l'shabbosis. We have to stop regarding when it comes time for Shabbos. And that is, if let's say you began Yesuda, in a time where it was permitted to begin Yesuda, let's say before the Zman of Mincha. So then it was continuing to eat until it got dark, because now there was no Isra of beginning, so you're allowed to continue in throughout the afternoon. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop your meal right away when it gets dark and make Kiddush. And Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, I mean, he says, no, emaf sikin, the halacha is you don't have to stop. If you started at a time, which on every Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi, is any time before it gets dark. So if you started any time in the afternoon, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you started before the Zman of Mincha, because he holds on Erev Shabbos, you also cannot begin from this time of Samach L'Mincha, of Mincha Ketana, and onward. But if you started before, both hold that you could start and continue. But what happens when it gets dark? And that is where they had a machlokes regarding the halacha of Hafsaka. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to stop once it gets dark and make Kiddush. But he says, no, you can continue eating. On that halacha is what we said, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, that then you would have to stop and make Kiddush. However, not that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach regarding beginning, because there Rabbi Yossi agrees, and he's the Tana of our Mishnah, holds that although every Erev Shabbos he argues, on Erev Pesach he agrees that you're not allowed to begin because of the mitzvah matzah on that evening. So the Gemara brings a Maaser Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. So there's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and these two Tanoim that argued on this halacha, that they were all reclining, eating a meal in Akko. And then the day had begun. In other words, it became evening time, and the sanctity of Shabbos began. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, related to this halacha that we just spoke about, Beribi, which was an honorific, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel called Rabbi Yossi Bechalavta, who is the Gadol Hadar, the great one of the generation, says, Ritzain Chanafsik, do you want to stop the meal, what we were doing now that it got dark, it got Shabbos, v'nechush l'divri Yehuda Chavreinu, and be concerned about the opinion of Yehuda, our friend, our colleague, that he holds that although, let's say, maybe we started at a time that's permitted in Erev Shabbos, but now that it got Shabbos, he holds you have to stop. So Amalois, Rabbi Yossi responded to Rishim Gamliel, wait a second. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim at mechavev divarai lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. Every single day, my words are more dearer to you than the words and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now you're going to endear his words in before me and with me being here? In other words, I hold, and this was the machlik, as the Gemara just quoted, you don't have to stop. You can continue eating. There's no mandatory halacha of hafsaka, which that was what we said by Erev Pesach. Yes, there we agree to that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But over here on the Erev Shabbos, you're going to go ahead and then follow like him and not like me? And they quote a pasuk in Esther. Hagam lichbish es hamalka, do you want to go ahead and conquer the queen, imi babayis, with me in the house? In other words, what he was basically saying was that in front of me, you're going to embarrass me? And this was what Achashverosh had told Haman when he fell on top of Esther, when Achashverosh had gone out for a few minutes. He comes back, he sees him all over the queen. He says, what do you mean, with me in the house, you're going to conquer my queen? And he's saying, look, I'm here, and you're going to go ahead and pasuk and not like me? So on that, the Gemara says, Amaleis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel responded, he says, you're right. Imkin loy nafsik, we should not interrupt the meal, because it might even come out, shema yira talmidim, maybe the students are going to see, hey, look, all these great Talmudic stages were here, and they stopped the meal. V'ikva halacha l'dais, they're going to go ahead and establish the halacha for the generation and say that the halacha falls for Rabbi Yehuda, even on the regular Erev Shabbos. So Amr, they said that l'izaz misham, that they did not remove themselves from the spot, until they established the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that you do not have to interrupt. And that is, as especially in regards to halacha on the Erev Shabbos, that there the halacha would be that you could continue eating and you do not have to interrupt. However, the Gemara does quote that Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Hashmuel said that ain halacha. Halacha does not follow. Like Rabbi Yehuda, neither like Rabbi Yehuda, that according to him he says mafsikin, which that sounds like you have to totally interrupt the meal and you have to take away the table, you have to finish the meal. But like Rabbi Yossi, however, the halacha does not follow like Rabbi Yossi either, who he says you don't have to interrupt the meal at all. Rather, you could continue eating, finish your meal, even though it got dark, it's already Shabbos. And then afterwards, you make birchas hamazon and you bench. And then you bring a second cup to make kiddush for the day, as it sounds like the Gemara later on will explain, so that the halacha, he says, is not like neither one of them. Rather, it's a middle ground. Elapiris mapa, rather, you spread out a cloth all over the food, like as we do on every Shabbos, which we bring the bread, we bring the challah onto the table first, before Kiddush, as the Gemara later on quote from a Brisa, or because of that, covering the food is somewhat type of like a removal of the table on some forth, because you're covering it, it's like not visible, as if it's not there. And then, umekadosh, then you make Kiddush on the cup of wine to make Kiddush for the day that has come to Shabbos, and then you continue eating, and then you finish your meal. So Rashbam says that Shmuel, in truth, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, as we learn in the Brisa, that they established halachos like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't have to stop eating. but Shmuel was coming to be stringent on himself a little bit, that you should not complete the meal and then make Kiddush afterwards. Rather, to first make Kiddush and then finish the meal afterwards. And as the Rashbam says, because if not, then who is Shmuel holding like? Because even the Braisa that we're going to quote that says that you go ahead and you cover the food and then you make Kiddush is not going on this halacha about being mafsig yesuda. Rather, it's coming about when someone's coming on a regular Friday night to go to make Kiddush and he's coming to eat, what the halacha is, what he should do if the food's out. But regarding the halacha of afsaka, there is no such opinion of just spreading it over and doing this middle ground. So that the Rashbam says, truthfully, he said they really don't have to stop. But he wanted that the Kiddush should be on somewhat of the meal, and that's why he made this pshara, this compromise, and said to do with the Kiddush first, but you could keep the food there and you don't have to totally interrupt. But in that, the Gemara asks, is that really true that Shmuel said this is the halacha, that you don't have to go ahead and totally interrupt, because the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in truth, but you also shouldn't do like Rabbi Yossi and just continue eating. You rather you cover the food, make Kiddush, and then continue. But on that, Ini, is that so? Ba'amrav tachlifa baravdimi amar Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, that kishem shemafsik in the Kiddush, he was saying that a corollary, he was saying, just like we interrupt the meal for Kiddush, and then we continue on Tamid Beis. So kach mafsik in l'avdala. So too you have to interrupt for avdala. Now what that means is, if let's say people were eating, let's say shalosh shudas, people eating the meal on Shabbos until it got nighttime, so then they interrupt their meal and then they make avdala. On that the Gemara says, my mafsik, what does it mean that you interrupt the meal? Lav la kira shulchan doesn't mean to totally stop the meal. Mafsikin, it sounds like a term that you have to finish and take away the table. Not that it's enough just to cover the food. And that seems to contradict what Shmuel said before, that by Kiddush, which is the basis of what he's comparing to Havdalah, that he says that you don't have to take it away, you can just cover it with a tablecloth. On that, the Gemara says, loy lamapa. What it means to say that mafsikin means you have to cover it with a cloth, and that's the same thing you do with Havdalah, but not that you have to totally take away the table. So the Gemara brings a story. Rabbi Bar Avhuna Iklul Beirish Galusa. He went to the household of the Reish Galusa. So the way the Rashbam interprets the story is not going on as the previous halachas were going on. And that's why he said Shmuel cannot be going like based on this brisa. It wasn't talking about that they had been eating and then they had stopped by covering the food. Rather, it's talking about they didn't eat before it got dark. And they're coming out of shul Friday night. It's dark already. He comes to the household. He's eating the Friday night meal by the Reish Galusa, the leader of all the people in Galus in exile. Aisu taka kame. So they brought, the way they used to eat it, everyone had their own small little table. So they brought his table in front of him with the bread on the table, just like we do, and that we bring it out before Kiddush. However, paris mapa. So he first spread out a cloth on the bread, and then be Kiddush, then he made Kiddush. And as the Rashbam explains, because what he wanted was that they should not have brought the food, the bread on the table until after Kiddush, as the Braiser will soon be quoted. And that's why what he did is that once it was brought out, so he covered the bread with the cloth, because that's somewhat of like a removal of the table, as if it's not there because you don't see it. So that was what he had done. As the Gemara says, Tana Mahochi, as we learn the Braiser simile, She'ein Mevin Nesel Shulchan, because the truth is, you're not supposed to bring out the table with the food, Elim Ken Kiddush, unless you had made Kiddush first. And that is, as the Rashbam explains, because that's showing that the meal's coming for the honor of Shabbos. Because until you make this, you sanctify the Shabbos day with making Kiddush, it's not clear that what you're doing is for the purpose and the sanctity of Shabbos. So therefore, first you make Kiddush, and then you bring out the food. However, in his case, where he came to the Reish Galusa, that they already brought out the food, so he didn't want to go ahead and take it away, so he went and he covered the bread, and then made Kiddush, and then uncovering it, showing that it's now as if it just came, again, for the honor of the Shabbos Suda. As the Braisa continues and concludes, Vim Havi, and if it was brought, then Paris Map and Mekadosh, then you do that, you cover it with the cloth, and then you make Kiddush. Now the Gemara quotes two Braises. Tanachada, we learned in one Braisa, Shavin, that they both agree, that is, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, that they argued before, both regarding eating on Erev Shabbos from the time of Mincha, from 3:30 or 3 o'clock and onward, or both for the halacha of Hafsak, of interrupting, they both agree, She'in Maschil, that you do not begin to eat from the time of Mincha and onward. Yet another Braisa, Tanya Dechuler, another Braisa, Shav and Shemeschilin. They both agree that you do begin. How do we understand both Braises? Both, first of all, in regards to that, we know that they argue that if you begin or not. And then we have one Braisa says that they agree that you start, and one that says that they agree that you don't start. So there's three different variables here. How do we understand that? So now the Gemara says, Bishlei Mohad Tanya Shav and Shemeschilin. We could understand the Braisa says that they both agree that you do not begin. When would that be? Mishkachas la be'erev Pesach, that would be on Erev Pesach, as we explained, as Rav Huna had said, in the explanation of the Tanav of Mishnah, that even Rabbi Yisi agrees by Erev Pesach that you do not begin. Finds that's where it says that they agree that you do not begin. But this, that the Braith says that they both agree. That you do begin, that sounds like even according to Behuda, Amos. When does Rabbi Yehuda agree that you begin? If you're going to say that's an Erev Shabbos, but that's not true. We quote a Braith clearly that says that he holds even on a regular Erev Shabbos that you're also not allowed to begin. So when is it that they begin? Then the Gemara says, Loi Kasha. Khan, this second Braith says, Koidim Tisha, is before the ninth hour, even before Samach Lamincha. There, they both agree that you're allowed to begin eating. You're allowed to begin eating on the early morning of Friday. And therefore, once you begin to eat in the permitted time, then you're allowed to continue eating until it gets dark, even according to Yehuda. It's just that they argue then if you have to interrupt or not. And then Yehuda holds that you have to stop once it gets dark. But you're allowed to continue eating throughout the day. Khan over here, where they argue, that's the third variable, that's La'achar Tisha, that's after the ninth hour, there be who the whole Yinala to begin. As the Braisa said clearly, that Lo Yoichel Odom Ba'arvi Shabbos Ba'arvi Yom Tovim Mitesha Yisulamala, from 9 hours into the day, that is Rabbi Yehuda holds every Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom to be now begin to eat. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that you are allowed to. So that's how we understand all these three. They argue after 9 on the Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. They agree that you're allowed to start before 9 hours. And they agree that you're not allowed to start on Erev Pesach.